6.4. 6B. Listening. Speaker 1.
What's the question? Do I have any obsessions? Well, I don't consider them obsessions, but I do have a habit of organizing myself in ways that other people might consider obsessive. I've walked into a friend's apartment where I was staying for a week or two and immediately alphabetized their collection of CDs or DVDs of maybe 100 or so, because if I was going to be there and I needed to find a piece of music, it just means it was a lot easier to find it when it's alphabetized.
Speaker 2.
Yeah, this started sometime last year. I was surfing the web to discover something about my youngest child's skin problem when I found this amazing parenting website. Soon, I found I couldn't go a day without logging on. I started spending all evening chatting with my new online friends instead of spending time with my kids and my husband. It never crossed my mind that it could be addictive, but now I feel edgy and tense if I can't access my computer.
Speaker 3.
Well, I do. I have a complete obsession about cleaning, and it's awful. It's the bane of my life. It's absolutely awful. I cannot relax until everything is absolutely, you know, clean and neat. I've had to let it go a little because my wife's very laid back, and I just haven't been allowed to be as obsessed as I have been in the past. And, of course, having children stops the obsession a little bit because there are toys and stuff everywhere.
Speaker 4.
My addiction has gotten me into a lot of trouble, actually. I've always loved spending money, and I guess I never realized that it could get out of hand. Coming home with armfuls of clothes gave me an enormous high, and I needed to keep on buying more clothes, shoes, and accessories to keep getting it. I would go during my lunch hour, after work, and on weekends, but I couldn't see that I had a problem until my boyfriend Miguel split up with me. On top of that, I'm about $30,000 in debt now.
Speaker 5.
There's a name for this condition, but I can't remember what it is, and I'm not sure what it's called, but I count things. If I come into a room, I'll count the number of lights on the ceiling. The only thing is, I don't know how many there really are because I count things so that they turn out to be in multiples of threes or nines, and I also count panes and windows. I will count panels and doors, but I like them always to get up to a 3 or a 30 or a 90. So it's a pretty useless thing, but it's just something I just do.